Welcome to this month's edition of Girls Night Out. I am Tina, and with me I have Danielle.
Hello.
Reagan.
Hi, guys.
And Nikki.
Hello.
I think we just need our names. We don't need any fancy titles. So just listen in on what hopefully will be a very interesting chat. So stay tuned. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sick of Luke's little titles when he introduces us.
Hey, I need a title, actually. I'm sick of being fill-in girl.
Well, what did we decide the other night?
A hunkalicious guru or hunk-a-mick-chunka guru or something like that. Well, basically, if it's hot guys, I know about it.
What do you want to be called?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. You know what will be interesting? If people listening to the podcast can come up with a guru title for Nikki.
There you go.
You can
Lord
either
help me.
You can either
yeah, right. You win nothing, but you win Nikki's respect.
Either that or my I'm gonna hunt you down and beat you up if you come up with something really bad. Yeah. Guru of naughtiness. No.
Oh, there you go.
So, which soap are we going to talk about first?
Should we get the bad ones out of the way?
Yeah, right. should we get the bad ones out of the way, or should we discuss the good ones?
Let's get the bad ones out of the way. Okay. So, where do you ladies want to start?
So, basically, all of mine, then.
No, Days
I watched the CBS stuff.
Days isn't bad.
Yeah, I was talking CBS, though.
Okay. So, what's going on with CBS? There's lots of stuff going on the net. We had it on our Emmy podcast. They did a great one with Nelson Bronco from TV Guide Canada. What's going on over there?
It's just chaos. I don't know. Buzz I've been getting, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on over at Guiding Light, and a lot of people aren't happy with what's going on over there. I don't know, me personally, I'm hoping that there's some changes made soon because they've got a new, you know, writing team, which basically is just the same writing team. They're just giving other people more responsibility. And Harley's gone, woohoo, let's have a party. Martini's on me.
Right. How does that work with new writers, but all they did was promote the people that were already writing?
It'll be the same stuff. I don't know. Until I see proof of change, I'm not putting any faith in it, so we'll just have to wait and see what they do with it. However, maybe taking all of the power out of one person's hands, you know, and passing it around a bit, maybe we'll get something more than just people doing laundry to music. That would be nice.
People are doing laundry to music?
All the people do is, like, walk around the park or do laundry. I mean, Cassie is constantly putting away clothes. Seriously. With music playing in the background while she cries, and she'll find a random picture and just start bawling or being vindictive. It's annoying.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I think I'll try that maybe tomorrow. Dance around the house and start crying.
There you go. Fold some socks, find a picture, cry a little bit, and then you'll be okay.
Yeah, right.
Is it true? I read not too long ago that there are actually just scenes, I mean, complete scene, what would be a normal, like, scene of conversations that instead of being like a conversation or two people on the screen, it's just one person basically sitting there staring out the window while music plays.
Yes. And you're not being fibbed to. I'm not even kidding. The most interesting thing that's happened is Grady coming to town and he's like pretty much taken over the show. But Cyrus is on screen more. Did I mention to you guys I got my Murray Bartlett autograph in the mail the other day? Autograph picture.
Woohoo!
Yes, you did.
The other night on the Before the Performer of the Week podcast.
I'm 12 again. Yay!
You're 12 again.
Remember we talked?
It was like when I got my Luke Perry autograph. And I was just jumping up and down with joy.
I was going to say that's what we talked about, too, because I had a Luke Perry one, too.
Oh, my God.
I have this great idea, though. I have an idea how Guiding Light can get some ratings. Murray Bartlett, put him in those little black skivvy boxer brief things that they have for him, and just have him walk a phone book with the Australian accent for an entire episode. The ratings would go through the roof. All the women would be tuning in.
Yeah.
I don't see that as good soap, I guess. I don't know.
It's got to be better than what they're doing now. Mm. I'd rather hear his voice than music.
Okay, I guess I can see that.
Now, there is buzz that of a possible Serena reunion, so that would be exciting for me.
Well, I'm glad something about the soap has you excited.
I can't bash it entirely because, I mean, I keep watching it, and there have been some good things, like Lawrence St. Victor's performance when he saw Grady, and they got in this huge fight, and then he broke down at the police station. I mean, there's always, you know, random really good stuff on the show, so... You know, with all I say bad about it, I do watch regularly, and there is, you know, some good stuff, so.
That's with any soap, though. Everybody has their gripes, and they mm-hmm. may complain, but they're still sitting there every day watching it, unless it's One Life to Live. Nobody seems to be complaining at all about that show.
Plus, there's nothing to complain about right now.
There really isn't.
I can't complain about Days. I've been enjoying Days of Our Lives a lot, so.
Yeah, Days has been pretty good, kind of like some of what I've seen.
What's been going on there?
Oh, there's a cat fight coming. I saw pictures today.
Is it the Sammy Nicole cat fight?
Yes. Is that Nicole? I think that's her name.
Oh, it was Sammy and Chloe, wasn't it?
Chloe.
Sammy and Chloe. Sammy and Chloe.
That's right.
Yes, Chloe.
Because they were up on Nadia's website, weren't they?
Yes, that's where I found them.
Hmm. That's going to be fun. Granted, I'd rather see Sammy fighting for EJ than Lucas, but, you know, whatever. Sammy cat fights are always entertaining.
Cool. Now, do you think they're going to write her, isn't she the one that's pregnant in real life?
Yeah, Allison Sweeney. Yes.
So you think they're going to write in yet another baby?
I wouldn't mind seeing another EJ and Sammy baby.
But she's already got, what, two kids?
Three. Forget Will. She's got the twins, and then Will's off living with Austin and Carrie somewhere. But, you know, EJ and Sammy may not be together right now, but at least I still have Daniel and Chelsea. And they're actually doing good, so.
Now, they're dancey, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I try to keep the couple names straight because there are certain people that are forever IMing me going, what is so-and-so's couple name?
Oh, that would be Luke, right?
Yeah, right.
A lot of the people that are against... Yeah. A lot of the people that don't like him are calling him Chan. But
Chan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
not
but it's the people who are fans have been going with Dancy.
I know there's a lot of people out there that just hate squish names in general. And I'm not a huge fan of them, but for me doing spoilers every day, it is the best thing that ever happened to me. I don't have to type out two names.
That is true. I grew up in the generation where we didn't have squish names, but it's like now, if somebody doesn't say their squish name, I don't know who they're talking about.
It's true.
Yeah. You're like, who? What are you talking about?
What do you mean, Sam and Lucky?
Yeah. And I bet you I know what the haters call that couple.
What?
If you think about it. Oh, Sam Lucky.
Lucky.
Sucky.
Oh.
Sucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were
I just put that out in the universe. It's probably bad.
No, out there. Sucky. It's out there. You see, when he was with Maxie, it was Mucky.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
there are very few, I don't see a lot of people that hate Lucky and Sam. A lot of people.
I'm indifferent to it.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe there's people that really like them, and then there's people that are just so indifferent to them that they're not really vocal about not liking them, you know, or mm-hmm. having no feelings for them whatsoever. I like them as much as I don't like Sam. I like mm-hmm. Lucky and Sam together.
So are we going to get a Lucam baby?
I don't know. If Kelly Monaco's really pregnant, we might. Because that's the big buzz is that something was put up on her message board and then taken down, and that it was talking about her vacation to the Poconos, I guess, to see family. supposedly the latest that somebody had said, whether it's true or not, so take it with a grain of salt, was that the reason it was pulled down so quickly was because she hadn't really talked to ABC yet. She wanted to tell her family first before...
Well, obviously.
Yeah, so she's supposed to have her, like, meeting with ABC. Who knows if it's true? They've said she's been pregnant before. They've said she's leaving the show. She's not doing... She's doing this. She's going to this place or that place. Mm-hmm. And nothing ever turns out true for her.
So. Yeah, she was going to leave the show, what, last year, and like four times, and she never left. And
well, you know, her contract was up, and she did re-sign for only a year, so there's always going to be a contract talk, especially when they put out there that she's only signed for 1 year. So, well,
yeah, my best friend thought she was pregnant like two times last year. I go, no, she's not. Remember, I kept asking you. But now, I swear to God, she's going to call me again and go, she's pregnant, isn't she? Look at her. Look at her. Look at her.
Probably. And I was even looking at something she had on. I don't know. She hasn't been on screen in a while. I mean.
Right.
But I was looking at something she had on, and I'm looking at it, and my roommate's going, you're trying to see if she's pregnant, aren't you?
You know, sometimes when they have certain things on, you know, and you're used to seeing them in like maybe a tank top all the time, like her.
Right.
And she has actually maybe a long shirt on and stuff. Of course you're going to think, oh, my God, she's pregnant. She's got to be pregnant.
Everybody always jumps to that. Just in, like, shows, though, like, you know, with the paparazzi pictures of celebrities, they'll be wearing something different. Everybody's like, oh, I see a baby bump.
One of the leading ladies at GH has been rumored to be pregnant for, like, what, Tina, a year and a half now?
Yes.
So, I mean, if
babies
popped out, so obviously they haven't been right so far, so.
Well, you know what ends up happening?
Unless she has the gestation period of an elephant, maybe.
Or, you know, it could be, you know, like Alexis's gestation period, you know, 12 months. Yeah. But, hey. Oh. That poor woman. In all reality, what it is that a lot of times what's on screen is just not interesting. So people just start talking about what's going on behind the scenes. And when it comes to women, if you start, you know, it's basically like taking a shot in the dark. Sooner or later, you're going to get lucky.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of them is going to be pregnant. I just feel really bad for Kelly and her family. If this is how everybody finds out about it, and that she wasn't even able to have enough time to tell her own, like, personal family and bosses and what have you, you know, that really sucks. And time to process it, you know, and have some time with it privately.
Sad. I did go to her message board, and I signed in and was reading what some of her, like, loyal posters, you know, like her daily posters were saying. And according to them, they never saw this supposed post that was put up and taken down. So they look like people to me that are posting on there daily. I mean, granted, there's certain threads on her message board that haven't been touched in a while, but there's one thread. It does get daily posts, and there wasn't one single person in there that said that they had seen it. So we'll see.
So you think it was up there before it had even a chance to be, like, maybe it was on for an hour and all of a sudden it was gone?
Who knows? I have no idea what it was. But if she is, congratulations. Good for her. And I mean, granted, if she is and they write it in, we're going to get yet another miracle baby storyline, which I am just so sick of. But
I mean, seriously, what is it with the writers in daytime loving to make women not be able to have babies? Yeah, right. Because sooner or later, they're going to make them have a kid anyway.
Right.
Exactly. It's, like right now in General Hospital, the only person who can have children is Elizabeth.
I think you're right.
And even she's had miscarriages.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm just saying, Tina's right, you know? I mean, they make everybody, you know, infertile, you know?
Well, Robin's pregnant, so she's not infertile.
But Sonny's boys seem to swim everywhere else.
Not if the rumors are true, they won't be swimming anymore.
The Sperminator is not so spermy anymore. The battery doesn't work.
Supposedly, he's not going to be able to have kids with Kate. But who? They may never even make it down the aisle, according to all the rumors. So
I read another rumor that they are going to make it out down the aisle, but then they're not going to have a wedding night. What are they going to do then?
Wait, you mean the self-proclaimed he slut of Port Charles isn't going to get a wedding night? That's, wow.
No, she's going to go to bed with somebody else.
Yes, because...
Would he have an Australian accent by chance?
It's possible. He was one of the rumored bed partners, but Rick is the other one.
Oh, there you go.
Because something happens with this whole Carly and Sonny fiasco and the limo sex, and something happens around their wedding where it just blows up, and I don't know if that Secret of Kate's is coming out, because that seems to not be happening ever, and she's supposed to get, like, very upset, and one of two things was rumored to happen. Trevor finds her on her wedding night crying and just lays into her and mocks her, and Rick comes to her rescue and backs Trevor off, and then the two of them fall into bed together. You know, or it's her and Jax that fall into bed together for same reason. Obviously, he'll be upset because he's not rumored to know about Carly and Sonny yet. Just Kate is to find out. So...
What? Let me ask you guys this. What is it with these writers as well making every woman or anybody who's cheated on, I have to drop my pants and sleep with the first person in front of me? Because if I don't, I'm just going to lose my mind, so I have to have sex. Why can't we have like a waiting to exhale moment like Angela Bassett did when she, you know, burned someone's house down? I mean, what the heck?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here and I've read some spoilers for One Life to Live, and you have Blair, you know, she was just served with divorce papers, and then she talks to Todd and she's all happy about this divorce and great, great, great. And then I guess she's going to find out that Todd has a quote-unquote other woman, because it's going to come out that he has a woman, which is Marty, but nobody's going to know who it is. Mm-hmm. And she's the first thing she's going to do is jump into bed with John.
Yeah.
Again, because I'm so upset I have to drop my pants and have sex with you.
Well, did you want them to be sluts or pyros? I mean, take your pick, Daniel.
I don't know, I'm a pyro now and again. I mean, why not?
Well, I mean,
cut the crotches out of their pants. Do something. I mean, you know, let's get evil.
Here's my idea here. I mean, and I'm the original naughty thinking one of the group. And sex is such a huge part of soaps anymore. I mean, like, it's so always there that it's not even fun anymore when it happens. No, just because it's so regular. Boring. It's like, okay, they slept together again. Yay.
I don't mind the sex. I miss the love in the afternoon. It's very rarely about love anymore. At least not on what I've been watching. It is, like Danielle said, it is somebody scorned me, so I'm going to try and get you into bed. Somebody's sister's offering me $20,000, so I'm going to try and get you into bed.
Exactly.
Yeah, my husband and my best friend were in a hole. I have to sleep with Aiden.
No, see, that one I kind of got because
You would think they could start planning a funeral, or what do I do, go to my mother, let me talk to her. No, I'm going to drop my pants and hump Aiden.
I can't say in that situation I would have not.
Oh, I don't blame the girl. I mean, you know, who wouldn't? But I'm just saying, you know, at least, you know, I thought Kendall had a brain for a while, and now she's, that's another story.
Kendall and brain don't seem like they go in the same sentence anymore.
Thank you, Tina. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Speaking of women and brains, I know we already had the Emmy podcast or whatever, but what were some of these women thinking when they got dressed?
They weren't.
They weren't.
They were on medication.
They stole all of my medication. That's what happened.
Because I know there was a link to a picture on our site. The chick that was basically just wearing this sheer thing, the blouse.
The girl who plays Sabrina on Young and the Restless.
Oh, that's who that was? I had no clue.
Yeah. Luke calls her Vampyra. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm like looking at this picture going, what do you do? Do you just, you know, go to the store or go to the designer or whatever and just stand in front of the mirror and go, oh my God, I look so hot. I have to wear this. Seriously.
Is that before or after you have a few drinks and a pop of film?
I mean, literally, isn't there someone somewhere in this person's entourage that looks at her and goes, right, you know, people are going to call you a slut.
Right. Right. I mean, at least, you know, if I had even had a stylist, I would be smacking that person all around the room if they made me walk around in that. Because I tell you, I consider myself a very good dresser, but I would at least bring a friend with me and go, hey, what do you think? Not to the store clerk who just wants to make some money, or the designer who just wants their name said on TV. You know,
well, it makes you wonder if they do it to get publicity, to get their name talked about.
Well, that to me is the only reason why they do it. But at the same time, is it really a publicity that you want?
Right.
I mean, she hits it big, like a Eva Longoria winds up on like this huge primetime show. That picture is going to be on every blog site across America and just make her look like the biggest idiot, because that was just horrible.
It's like, you know, Jennifer Lopez, to this day, she's still trying to live down that dress she had with, you know, that was cut down to there.
Oh, yeah.
Up to there. Yeah.
In fact, it met in one little place.
One false move, everything would have said hello.
Now, you gotta think, I mean, she's got kids now, and what are they gonna think when they see that?
And you know what? I don't think they think about that when they're putting that on. And that's the thing, you know, that you don't realize, you know, hey, what if I have children someday? Or, you know, what if my grandmother sees this soon? You know, oh.
I don't know. I guess some people are just living off in another world.
Fantasy land?
Another world. It got canceled. Get over it.
Oh, now.
It was a good soap.
I know. I was just making the reference.
Okay.
I'm sure Jay will jump all over me for that one, so it's all good.
Yeah, well, I hope he's liking Atlanta now.
Yes.
I hope so, too. He's on our time now. He's on East Coast. He's East Coast now.
Yes. Yeah, Luke and I are the only ones that live over in the West.
No, I think Belinda doesn't work on East Coast time either.
Yeah, she's on your time, I think, Nikki.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my. We're talking about time zones.
I was just realizing that we're talking about time zones.
Really, our girls' night out just got really boring.
Right, yeah. Speaking of time zones, who wants to take a bet on when Erica gets out of jail? How long do you think they're going to keep her in that orange suit and... Did you notice that she's got a little pink T-shirt under it now?
Yeah, and they're all taken in, and they're all fit and flare. I don't know, how much longer does Susan Lucci have on her Broadway contract?
I don't know.
That's why she's in jail, because she's doing a Broadway show?
That's what I thought.
Oh, I don't
know. What
I thought that, too. I don't know either. I thought it was another month or so.
I don't
know what I was thinking when I saw that, when I saw her the other day on there. Who the hell let a prisoner have 6-inch spiked heels? That's a weapon, man. She could be, like, shanking somebody in the courtyard or something with those things.
Hey, you know? Gotta get through the day.
Yeah. No, I just, you know, I understand people want to be, you know, somewhat fashionable or what have you. But it's like you're sitting there. She should be in a oversized orange jumpsuit, not a nice, pretty little tailored one.
Right, with no makeup on.
Right,
no
looking
heels.
Looking like a hag. Okay, I mean, she'd still be a beautiful woman, even with, I'm sure, without makeup and her hair done, what have you. Because I can't believe how old she is, anyway. But beside the point, like on GH, they have all these fitted scrubs. Let me tell you something. Scrubs aren't fitted.
And you know what? They started doing that after Grey's Anatomy got big, because Grey's Anatomy had like more fitted scrubs on there. And the next thing you know, I see Elizabeth popping up in a scrub top that's not huge.
Yeah, what is that? I mean, now it's all fashionable to have tight-fitting scrubs. I mean, my doctors, I mean, they come in, their scrubs are they're oversized and, you know, they're comfortable. They look like they're, you know, going to lunch.
Yeah.
Is it just
well,
me?
Well, I do have to say Dr. Daniel's scrubs on Days of Our Lives fit him really well. But other than that.
No, like the scrubs on GH, I see some of the girls with them on and they're like nipping in and out at the waist and they're like pseudo fitted and it seems like the V-necks are dropping, or is it just me?
No, they are dropping, because if you think back in the days of like when Monica, you know, when she was being shown, and like even Bobby and that, and they actually had, I mean, they were oversized. I mean, they look like actual hospital scrubs. Now, I mean, pretty soon we're going to have short shorts.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, I think that one thing that soaps are losing is realism.
Yeah. I say that to Danielle all the time.
She does.
I mean, I used to love, like, what they used to do with the Quartermains, and when they used to be sitting there in the morning, and they'd be walking in and out, various ones of them having conversation, and they're having breakfast, and they're pouring coffee, and they're reading the newspaper, and I just remember soaps having all that stuff. I remember when Bobby was, you know, when they actually showed Bobby living in the brownstone, and people used to live upstairs, and they used to go up and down the stairs, and, you know, the people would be having breakfast, lunch, dinner. I mean, you actually saw meals and what have you. It's they talk about meals now.
Yeah. And they,
but then there's
like, even like the Martins, I mean, you, the same thing, you'd see the Martins having breakfast together. I mean, and they would have, as you said, lunch, and they actually went out to dinner and actually had a meal with either their significant other or, I mean, this is with all soaps. You know, there was, maybe you didn't see them eating and scarfing down their meal, but they actually had something to eat and then, you know, not just drinking all the time.
Right. Like,
well, and with the sense of realism, though, you can take that too far because Guiding Light has too much of it right now because that's all they do. It's just basically plain, boring life with nothing else.
Right. No. Oh, no, I understand there needs to be a balance, but it just seems like some soaps have just gone so far away from the realism.
It kind of goes back to all these miracle babies. In real life, women that have fertility problems, they don't have this miracle child that, you know, all of a sudden they slept with just the right guy that they cheated on their husband with and they got pregnant.
That does bother me. That you, and can I say, I'm saying something personal and I'm sharing this and I don't care, but I can't get pregnant. And that bothers me when somebody like me who has been trying for so long and now I have, you know, other problems, but on this soap in three episodes, all of a sudden they're pregnant, you know, which I'm not saying miracles don't happen, but it's like, how many people on there, like, Sky got pregnant, God bless her. I mean, she went through all three soaps, and finally she did. But, and then there's, like, Carly. And then there's, who else is on Miracle Babies?
Courtney.
Right, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
And there's somebody like me watching going, this isn't real. You know?
Is it just me, or are the anvils dropping on One Life to Live that, regardless of what happens with Star's baby, Marcy's going to get pregnant?
Yeah, if she gets pregnant, I'll get excited.
Yeah, you know, but I guess that's your, like, your double-edged sword. Like, somebody like Marcy, I would be thrilled for her to have a miracle baby. Would it be annoying? But I would be ecstatic.
Right, but at the same time, I mean, it's been made so clear that she's not going to have kids, and at this point she can't adopt because of her own personal actions.
Right.
You know, it goes back to also to the idea that people never pay for anything on soaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except Blackie Parrish. He's still in prison, isn't he?
I think so. Because, you know, that used to be how they would write people out back in the day. They would actually commit a crime and go to jail and stay there.
Right. You weren't killed four times.
Like Lucas on Days of Our Lives shot EJ in the back. Shot him in the back. And he spent, like, 2 weeks in prison and now is living in a mansion. With the guy who shot in the back.
Bygones be bygones. Nikki, I don't need why you need to judge.
Yeah.
Oh, it happens, though. I mean, how many times has Sonny been shot? How many times has Jason been on trial for murder?
But isn't it funny that it looks like he's going to get nailed for one that he didn't actually do?
Oh, the Logan stuff?
Yeah.
Well, it's
who's
going to
get nailed for that?
Jason. Well, he's going to be the number one suspect because all of the evidence is going to point right to him. It's still a little hazy, like, how it's all going to play out. Like, today I posted something a little bit more about it where Trevor may be involved in this, and that whole thing where Lulu thinks she killed Logan but it's not sure what happened. Well, Trevor may drug Lulu, and that's how this all transpires and comes to, and he's dead next to her, and then you've got Johnny, Maxie, and Spinelli all teaming up to help get rid of the body.
Now, let me ask you this. It's Trevor drugs Lulu. Now, is he going to have anything to do with this, the medication and the problems they've been having at GH, or is that just over with?
You know, I think it's kind of over with. I read something about a fan event that some of the actors had said that they kind of just dropped it. So I'm pretty sure it's over with. It's never ending with GH, the unfinished storylines. And
I mean, I was actually hoping for a dream storyline, like Helena was behind it all, the drugging, you know, and Trevor, she hired Trevor, or, you know, if you
want to go that route.
You
always want Helena behind everything.
I want my Helena behind everything.
Well, she should be behind something, I mean.
Yes.
Thank you, Tina.
But Danielle, and why can't we give Helena a miracle baby, man?
That is gross, Nikki. I mean,
I'm sure they could clean the dust out of the uterus and maybe something will work.
No, we don't need, number one, to bring your uterus into it. And I want to know who she's going to have sex with, Luke.
Well, didn't we discuss hooking her up with Edward Quartermain and then having a Cassidy baby?
You know what? After a certain age, Nikki, they don't move, okay? So gross.
Okay, I'll stop.
I can't believe you said that. That's like Alice and Sonny having sex.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
And then Jason can walk in and get all jealous.
Oh, yes. I'm not saying another word because I could say something. It's a family show.
Do, 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 do. So there we were, talking about, what were we talking about?
Swing Town all of a sudden.
Yeah. I think it was Logan's death, and then it somehow turned into this.
Because I have my Helena obsessions. I mean, yes, you know, forgive me, but I would love to see her back. She could be used in so many ways.
It would be great, and every maybe like 2 to 3 months or so, you'll see something dropped online that says Helena's coming back, or they're in talks with her to come back for this storyline. A lot of people wanted her to be behind the whole black and white ball thing. I mean, how perfect would that have been?
Oh, that perfect. That would have just been the icing on the cake for me.
And then maybe Emily really wasn't dead, even though her body laid there for days for us and hours for them. But
and Helena and Faison tried to kidnap her, but by the time they did, she died.
And I just rumor today that Natalia Livingston may be a little unhappy now, and she may want to come back.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, good Lord.
What? Never going all my children, you know, they're...
She has been auditioning for stuff. She got a new haircut and all this stuff, so...
Oh. You have to wonder sometimes when these powers that be bring on these characters. I hate to keep going back to One Life to Live, but it is the soap I'm liking, like, a lot at the moment.
No, keep going really back, because I like it, too.
Exciting.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right.
There are these persistent rumors that they're going to recast CJ.
Really?
Which is Sarah's brother, Tina's and Cord's son. Mm-hmm. And I'm of two minds of it because, once again, it is a core type family character. He's a Buchanan. He's a lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, an important piece of that core family, but right. what are they going to do with him?
That's true.
You know, and people always, you know, saying they want them to bring back Kevin and bring back Joey and bring back Kathy and bring back Kelly. And these casts are getting to be huge.
Yeah, there's 5 hours a week, guys. Only 5 hours.
And then there's too many people in the kitchen, you know, stirring the soup, and you got, you know, you don't know what to do with everybody. So then who do you get rid of if you want these people back, you know?
Well, you know, it becomes this catch-22. I mean, how many people can there actually be on a canvas that you're actually going to see something of them?
Right.
I mean, I don't want to see these people come back and then have other characters become the next Monica or Bobby or what
right.
have you that you never see.
Right, like Rex and Roxy, you get attached to them, and then all of a sudden you don't see them. You see them at Christmas time, Thanksgiving, maybe, you know, between a chaos disaster storyline or two. But, you know, it gets to be where there's too many, and you know, I don't see a writer even being able to put up to, you know, keep up with all that.
Nikki, you watch more of the other soaps. Do you find that some of these casts are getting out of hand?
Yeah. In some cases, but in some cases, I like the new characters that have been brought on. Like on Days of Our Lives, I really obviously like the fact that they brought on Dr. Daniel Jonas. I think he added a new dynamic to the show that was needed. But I want them, on the meantime, to bring back some people that are, you know, more into the show. Like I am really looking forward to Stefano returning. That all works out, because that would be huge for the show. I mean, there's so much stuff that he would be involved in that would just be awesome. I think Young and the Restless has a few too many people wandering around and too many stories trying to be told at the same time, so it's kind of lacking on some other stories because of that, because too much time's being taken up. So.
And I think that's, like, another huge problem, that these large casts, they start these little storylines for these characters, and then when something else takes off, they just drop it and think we're all going to forget about it. Like, mm-hmm. with Logan's death coming up, now I'm hearing that we may never know exactly what happened when he was in the military. We won't know what Rick's been holding over his head for, God, what, since the entire time he's been on the show?
Right, and that's a shame.
It's like, you know, we didn't forget about it. We know he's got some secret, and now it's mm-hmm. never going to come out. Like, that's just...
And he's tied to one of the core families of, well, that's not really on anymore, but of General Hospital that started. It was the Baldwins, you know?
Yeah.
And it's sad for Scotty because he's not going to have any closure, can't bring Serena in. I mean, it is a total shame.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did hear some rumblings that they're actually going to go back to this quote-unquote pharmaceutical storyline on Night Shift that uh-huh. Has to do with the vials and the deliveries and everything that was going on with
now,
the Metro Court.
That's smart.
Really? That would be smart because then that would explain why Jagger's in town. No, not just because his son's sick, right? He's an FBI agent.
Yeah, he's still an FBI agent.
That's what I understand.
Wow, that
that would be smart. But again, there's a whole different set of writers and producers on that show, and I'm going to say the same thing I've always said. I can't wait to see what this set of writers does with the same characters, and are we really going to see just how bad General Hospital is in comparison?
Could be. I would laugh if the ratings went through the roof and passed General Hospital. I would laugh.
How can it not?
I would have a party.
Well, this is my biggest issue is that it's on SoapNet, and you know, not a large percentage of the population gets SoapNet first and foremost.
Yeah, but
secondly,
wasn't it still the fifth most watched cable show?
Yeah, but the thing is that they're only exposing cable to it. Bring it on to, you know, your primetime network TV. They just aired an episode of MVP. Do you know how bad that show is?
horrible. That show was going to suck. You knew it was going to suck.
I saw the promos and I thought this is going to be horrible. I mean,
there wasn't it's going to be worse than Twin Town.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It's got a tagline. That is all that the show's got.
What?
That's all it has. He shoots, she scores. It's the only good thing about the show.
And I wonder how long it took to come up with that.
I watched the first episode that Thursday night, and then, mind you, they re-aired it on Friday right after the Emmys. And I watched it on Thursday, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. They preempted days for this.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried watching it on Thursday. I fell asleep in the first 5 minutes.
Why am I not surprised?
They even scraped the bottom of the barrel when it came to hotties. The guys on the show aren't even that nice to look at.
There's this one who's got, like, videotapes of all these girls.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, they're, like, stacks and stacks of them. And I was like, ugh.
They look like former rehab people or something, you know, who they tried to dress them up and it didn't work, you know?
Exactly.
You know, it scares me because I'm forever hearing from various people on the site that, you know, there are all these foreign soaps that are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I certainly hope they weren't talking about this one because it sucks.
I don't think so. I mean, I know it's been said a bunch of times, but it's already been canceled in Canada. And unless it does do very well on SoapNet and SoapNet picks it up and pays for the production of it, this is all we're going to get is this one season.
But even if they don't get SoapNet, can't you download these off the internet onto your iPod or whatever?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Or YouTube I would assume somebody would have it downloaded on YouTube or somewhere on the internet you could watch it.
I don't know. Especially with Night Shift, they should have something set up where they should either be able to watch it on SoapNet.com like you can on ABC.com or something with iTunes, because with everybody coming back, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to want to watch the show.
I think Tina's right, though. I think something like this could work on primetime. I mean, you know, on a night when there's nothing on.
Well, if you started airing it at the right time, and they are kicking it off in the middle of summer, but it's going to go through October. If they were to move it up and, say, start running it right when our regular primetime seasons end, and then put that on, like, a Friday night on ABC or a Thursday night on ABC.
Yeah, like at 8:30 or 9 or something.
Right, but still give SoapNet the first airing of it. Like, maybe they air it on Wednesday night at 11, and then on Thursday on ABC, it's going to be re-aired, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But see, I remember back in the day, I remember them airing almost continuations of the soap on primetime. I remember GH had
a primetime special. Yes, I remember that.
And it was like a two-night event or something like that. Mm-hmm.
So, and it was actually pretty cool because wasn't it kind of like went a little deeper, the storylines?
I want to say it was called Twist of Fate. I might be mistaken. Was it?
I think you're right there. Yes. Yes, okay. It was. Thank you.
I remember.
And I just remember that it was riveting, must-see TV. It was done well enough that if you didn't even really know much about the soap, you would still understand what was going on. But for viewers, it was a great thing. So, you know, I think a lot of viewers who don't get SoapNet would be more than happy for them to start airing it now, even if they have to break up the season and then air the rest of it, like, at Christmas time or whatever when, you know, the other shows go off the air, and just air new programming. ABC already owns it. They don't have to pay to do anything with it because they've already paid to produce it for SoapNet. It should be re-aired on ABC so everyone can enjoy it.
Right.
I bet you even if they aired it on, like, a Saturday night, it's one of, like, the deadest nights of the week.
Yeah.
People would work. Watch it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It'll definitely do
better than whatever they would put in on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock, anyways.
Look at a show like Psych. I mean, they're starting. They did it for a little bit. They, you know, that it's on, it's a USA show, but they air it on NBC. So why couldn't you, like Tina said, why couldn't you do that? You know, I mean, they're not paying for it, so it's not like it's, you know, going to cost, like it won't. And I'm sure they would have such a huge audience. Like people may even come back to the show again and go, oh my God, I remember this character. I remember them. Oh wow. What is this? You know?
Absolutely. Flipping through the channels on a Saturday night, somebody that hasn't watched General Hospital in 20 years, and you see Robert Scorpio pop up on your screen, I'd stop.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of you watch All My Children. Well, actually, I do. But, Nikki, I'm not trying to disclude you. But Greenlee Smythe, can this biatch get a man or what? I mean, leave Ryan the heck alone. I'm sorry, but I never thought I would root for Ryan and Annie. Until she came along, she's always got to whine to him. She's always got to tell him her problems. And Aiden slept with Kendall. Aiden slept with Kendall. You know what? Get over it. Get over it already. I am so sick of her.
I don't even
choke her.
I don't watch All My Children, and I know you don't root for Ryan and Annie.
No, I don't. And that's the thing. It's like I love bitchy Annie. I love it. Because she's just getting evil, and I love it. And if she stays that way, all the more power to her. I'm going to love her to death anyway. But it's like, you know, Greenlee, get a life. Get a frickin' life already, you know? Why do you always have to go to Ryan, and then, oh, now you're going to get – now they say that, you know, she's going to have Jake move in with her. So what's she going to do, whine to him? You know what? Stay single, okay? Become a lesbian. I don't care. But you know what? Quit, you know, hanging out with Ryan all the time. You know, every time Greenlee wants to whine, she goes to Ryan. I'm into Ryan. Oh, and but then she sleeps with Josh.
I'm still stuck on become a lesbian.
It could work.
Well, okay, as a Ryan and Kendall fan, I have serious issues with Greenlee and her Ryan issues from way back. So I'm just gonna sit here and enjoy your rant.
Well, it's like to the point where I'm so pissed off I can barely say anything anymore because I'm just getting so sick of her. It's like we could have a drinking game and I would, you know, I would be on the floor right now.
She does need to get off her high horse because she's pulled some pretty,
you know,
vindictive crap to Kendall in the past and stuff like that. So
she's done stuff to everybody else. Go ahead, Tina.
Is it just me or is this time around with Greenlee not as interesting as the first time around was?
No, it's not you. It's true.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Because, you know, I watch All My Children on and off. And I don't know. This Kendall stuff just doesn't seem to do anything, you know, with Kendall and Greenlee. It was so much more interesting the first time around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because at least you had Simone there, and Simone was hilarious, you know?
I don't know.
Kendall and Greenlee did have some awesome scenes together way back when, you know, like, for example, when Kendall was, you know, supposedly pregnant with Greenlee and Ryan's baby, and Greenlee went up one night at karaoke and sang, "She's having my baby," and they had a conversation about, you know, picking out baby names and everything. And their dynamic in those scenes were just amazing, but they have not been written well at all since she's been back.
Mm-mm. At the same time, it's like, you know, you sit here and you watch that dynamic and you wonder, what happened to it? Is it the writers? You know, you have Vicky and Dorian on One Life to Live, and their dynamic is still great after all these years.
But those two grew up. I mean, they can still go at each other, but, I mean, Kendall and Greenlee seem to not grow up at all. They take steps forward where they could continue on a rivalry as adults, but then they take five steps backwards and they're back to where they were. You know, Kendall's insecure, Greenlee's whining.
And at the same time, I still have to wonder about Rebecca Budig and her taste in clothing. I'm so hoping that you know, the wardrobe department is responsible for the picture that's up on DaveTimeConfidential.com.
Did you see what I wrote?
Itty-bitty little teeny-weeny bikini.
Is that not ridiculous?
Did you see what I wrote?
No, I did not. Enlighten us.
A headband is not a bikini. It is not a bathing suit, people. A headband is not your bathing suit.
Is it just me, or does it look like a piece of dental floss?
Well, I was thinking she had that on the bottom, because then she had some butt floss going, because I'm sure that she's got some little tight thing going there.
I don't know. Is it just me?
No, it's not you. That is disgusting. I mean, it's almost like she's got a headband on, or band-aids, or something. You know, just... It's gross. I don't care if she's skinny or not.
You gotta blame the wardrobe department, I think. You know, Dorian's had some kick-ass clothes of recently, but that polka-dotted thing she was wearing.
Oh, that was
yes.
What are your thoughts on that, Tina?
Oh my! I know that. They want to make bright and make a bold statement, but that just so said the yes, I have money and I have no idea what to wear statement.
Right.
So that was the first thought in your head was yes, I have money?
Yeah.
Okay, the very first thought in my head was why is Minnie Mouse on One Life to Live?
Thank you for saying that. It's like channeling Minnie Mouse. I'm going to be Minnie Mouse. I'm going to try out with.
I know it's a Disney-owned station and all, but...
Yes, that would look cute on a little girl.
Speaking of little girls, is it just me, or are they dress the new Colby like a little kid?
Yes.
They do.
It's almost creepy.
And she does really nothing is. For me, by the way. I need to put that out there.
No, it's like she's a robot, and I'm waiting for this it to be like she's a Stepford wife or Stepford daughter, you know.
Something, but I'm loving the little girl that plays Kate.
Oh, she's so cool. Isn't she cool? I love her.
She is adorable.
Yes, I am loving her. So, do we have any last words to say about, let's go down the soaps. Nikki, any last words to say about Days?
No, I think I pretty much covered it all.
Okay, as the world turns.
No.
So we're not going to discuss that picture that's been floating out on the internet?
No, let's not. That's
okay.
What we did.
Okay. Bold and beautiful.
I don't have much to say about that one.
Young and the Restless?
I'm not representing you really well.
Yeah, you really have nothing to say. I mean, you know, no hotties, no nothing. She's just, no.
Oh, okay, is it true that Brian DiTillo walked up during GH's acceptance?
Yes, that is what is out there. Apparently he did. Apparently he made a bet that if they won, he would go up there, and he did.
I didn't see him.
I didn't notice either, but Nelson even said it, I believe, that he ran up there.
And a couple of the Days fans I talked to said that they saw him walk up there.
That's hysterical.
That is hilarious.
Now, if only he could breathe some of his life into his character, then there might be a shot.
Well, maybe that's what he was trying to do. He figured, well, my character isn't doing anything, so maybe I should.
Oh, I had another thought, you know, in its entirety, because Brian DiTillo plays Lucas on Days, right?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that's as close as Days is going to get to that Emmy.
Wow.
That was a little harsh.
She's right, though. Think about it. She's right.
With the big lock that CBS has and with the beauty that is One Life to Live, I mean, there just doesn't seem like there's going to be much left for Days. And
you got to admit, Rachel Mellon got robbed.
Oh, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. But, you know, that was the one Emmy that I only knew for sure who wasn't going to win it.
That was the Y&R girls.
I knew the
call them the hair models.
Well, there were three of them. There were too many of them.
Barbies.
You know, and I was reading that the Oscars
mm-hmm.
is putting a limit on of two people or like songs or what have you that can be nominated from the same film.
Wow. So that means the soundtracks are going to stink.
Well, there can only be two.
Yeah. So, oh boy.
Right, but, you know, so, you know, yeah. it, for best song, I know sometimes there's one movie that has three or four nominated.
Yeah, was right. Like Enchanted this year or?
Or last year it was Enchanted or whatever it was, yeah. And before that was Dreamgirls, and, you know, they have like a lot of people nominated in a category, and they're going to do away with that, this essence that you can't have more than two. And I think that's something that the Daytime Emmys needs.
Oh, absolutely.
You're probably right. I think you're right, yeah.
I can agree with that.
I mean, yeah.
Back to Days, they did take baby steps. I mean, they actually got up there a little bit more than we've seen them in the recent past. So maybe next year they get a couple more nods and somebody actually takes home a trophy.
Well, the way the writing's been improving, it's possible, I guess.
Oh, don't worry. Your honeymoon's almost over.
Aw, don't do that to me. I've had a bad day. Play nice.
That was playing nice.
Yeah, that was her playing nice.
She's being sweet.
She's sweetly saying, yeah, don't worry. It's going to suck soon.
Well, at least you know now and you're not surprised later.
Hey, maybe you'll be expecting the worst and, you know, it won't look so bad to you.
Yeah. Yes, possible.
just imagine, you know, one life to live a year and a half ago.
Yeah, Nikki, just expect the worst, hope for the best. That's all you have to do.
I'm going to go sit in a corner and cry and pull out all my hair now.
That's a bad look, honey. Don't pull your hair out.
No, the hotties won't want anything to do with you if you do that.
Yeah, they'll think you're Sinead O'Connor.
I'll pass you another martini instead. How's that?
That'll work.
There you go.
I'll take it.
Have we touched on every single soap with the exception of Passions?
Yeah.
Yes.
The only thing I have to say about Passions is that I'm very, very glad that Kristen Storms didn't go there.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm sure she is, too.
I read that.
And one thing I'll say about Passions is I hope that some soap is smart enough to swipe up Lindsay Hartley because she's the talent of that show.
Now, somebody put out there that she would be a great recast for Sarah Roberts.
But don't you kind of need somebody that has that musical talent?
She does.
She does?
Lindsay Hartley has it.
Okay. Yes, she does.
Then perfect. But I don't know. She would work. I like Adrian. Somebody.
See, Reagan, you're just an Adrian Leone fan. Why don't you just admit it? And that she is the only girl for you that can play Sarah Roberts right now.
No, she wouldn't be the only girl for me, but she's the only one that I could.
When I talked to you today, she was like, oh, you could totally see her. She could change her hair.
Yes, admit to your obsessions, Reagan.
There's maybe.
We all have them.
Somebody on the site though suggested was the girl that played Tammy or whatever her name was on
Guiding Light.
What's Tom Pelfrey's old show?
Guiding Light.
Guiding Light.
Yeah, whoever played his love interest.
Stephanie
Gachet.
Yes,
thank you. There's the name. I was looking for it on the site. Somebody suggested her.
Oh, now we're gonna emails from Jamie.
I'm sorry,
I don't watch the actress. I just don't see her in that particular role.
And
I wouldn't mind seeing her on screen again, though.
Way back when I first posted this whole Sarah recast as like a blind item, it was Martha Madsen from Days. Is that how you say her name? And well, as Tina pointed out to me today, Erin Hershey Presley, who is always thrown out there as a possible person, but she never pops up anywhere.
I like her. She would be good.
I like her too.
I don't think she could sing. Can she sing?
I don't know. I've always said she should go to GH as Sarah and be a recast of Sarah Weber.
There you go.
And they bring her up for like every role that comes available. And
I know. They do.
When was the last time there was something discussed as casting that was not for a man? So it's for a woman casting on an ABC soap, and Erin Hershey Presley didn't come up.
Never. She always. You're right. She always comes up. It's sad.
Wasn't she supposed to be Brenda?
That's no.
A joke. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
They talked about her being a Courtney recast.
Oh.
I could tolerate Courtney then if she played her.
No way. I could never tolerate that character.
Her name.
I can't tolerate her, but I could tolerate Erin Hershey.
Her name was brought up when they cast Lulu. Her name was brought up when... I think the only role that her name probably wasn't brought up for was Claudia Zakara.
Probably.
So she was up for...
I think Claudia was pretty much a done deal from day one, though.
Oh, yeah. She could have been Kate.
Oh, my.
I might be a little too young for that.
Wow. Well,
okay, on that note.
On that note.
Are we actually going to stop so that Luke doesn't have to edit out more?
Yes. So, thank you for joining us for our girls' night out. Thank you to Danielle, Reagan, and Nikki. Please, if you have any comments to make, make them on the blog, make them in the forums. You can also call the comment line at 1-917-677-9757 and record your comment. Please tell us who you are when you are recording your comment, and give us your real name and your forum name, because, you know, a lot of times you guys have multiple names and we have no idea who you are.
Show yourself.
No. So call us, leave us a message somewhere so we can get it, because we love to hear from you guys.
And remember, Nikki needs her guru name.
Yes. So
yes.
Get your names in 2 weeks and we will pick one.
Yes. We will pick one on the next podcast.
Yes.
That sounds perfect.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.